step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I love this city. And I see it going to hell. Sometimes I think this place is cursed. But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
Citizens of Gotham, we will not. We cannot. Let these killers and these robbers and these rapists and these thugs win. Not on my watch.
There is a war coming. A terrible war. There will be chaos. Rivers of blood in the streets. I know it.
It's my new partner, Jim Gordon.
You have a little danger in your eye. I wonder what you plan to do with that.
Hey, Tara on iHeartRadio. Tonight on Fox, Gotham Returns. A cold case is reopened. Gordon and Bullock investigate a cold case involving a serial killer who targets young women in Gotham City. Meanwhile, Fish plots to escape from her dollar maker. And Bruce and Selina confront Reggie in the all-new Beasts of Prey. We are unplugged and totally uncut with actor Ben McKenzie.
And it feels like we're sinking.
This is primetime TV proving to the world that we still have what it takes.
Yeah. We still have what it takes. You mean like...
It's like we got lost there with all the reality shows, but here comes Gotham, and Gotham is brilliant writing. It's great. It's far vision, and they've got actors to back it up.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you said it very well. It should be, you know, showing what network TV can really do. You know, we have all the resources, all the bells and whistles. We got really talented people up and down, and we're going to make some great television.
In a show that has this kind of quality, are you prepared to grow old while your character stays young? Because, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that Fox is known for. It creates legacy television.
Right. Yeah. I hope it lasts for a very long time. I think we can more or less proceed, you know, chronologically like we would in real life as we watch Bruce Wayne slowly grow up, develop skills, and eventually become Batman. But meanwhile, we're going to see Jim Gordon rise from detective to commissioner. That's a long way. And we're going to watch each and every villain and how they came to be. So it's an enormous universe that was populated with all kinds of interesting characters. I think it provides, you know, almost infinite dark alleys to go down and different depths to explore. It's a great universe.
And this is really the first time in DC Comics history where we actually get to see the growing up of the characters and why they actually go into hiding with these costumes.
That's right. I mean, you're actually seeing the birth of vigilantism, you know, the actual notion that society has collapsed to the point where people literally dress up in costume. I mean, it's sort of a bizarre notion normally, right? You would never actually don't see this in real life much. And so it's really sort of fascinating on that level. Like, at what point does Gotham tip over into just complete and utter anarchy? We're getting close already on season one, but we've got a long way to go. It's really interesting.
Do you find that you're going to be inspiring the real police officers and detectives into taking chances?
You know, I don't know. You know, I would always hope so. I did a... Gotham is obviously kind of elevated. It's another world. It's not our world. It's a little fantastical. I did another cop show before this called Southland that was much more sort of realistic. We did a lot of training with the LAPD. It was set in LA. That show, I think, was a more, you know, specific look at how police work is done in the present day. But any and all encouragement we can give to them, for sure, it's welcome.
Do you ever look at your scripts and go, oh, hell yes, I'm going to have a good one with this. I'm going to have a good time with this.
Yeah, all the time, all the time. I mean, you know, our best scripts really pop because they have so much depth of character, and also they're just fun. You know, there are the finale of the season, which is coming up in a little over a month, is just jam-packed with action, you know, guns blazing and fight sequences and cars exploding. And I mean, it's just, it's really, really fun. And it's all pretty much done practically. We do a little bit of, you know, special effects afterwards, but it's just a cool, beautiful show to watch and be a part of.
As James Gordon, with your history in acting, is there a little bit of your connection with Al Pacino that comes out? Because, you know, Al Pacino is someone who doesn't play a role. He is the role. And I can see so much of Pacino in you.
Oh, wow. That's quite a compliment. I try to find out, try to sort of explore my own, what I think is sort of the essence of the character is, whichever character I'm playing. In this case, Jim Gordon, I really latched on to, in this version, Jim Gordon is a military veteran. He's a war hero. He's come home to right the wrongs of the city and take on his father's legacy. His father was a revered district attorney. So he's an old-fashioned hero. He's a true do-gooder. He quickly discovers that Gotham is incredibly corrupt and he's going to have to bend the rules in order to get things done. So I think it's a very compelling premise. It allows for the character to grow and evolve from a kind of, you know, almost a Boy Scout into a hardened, seasoned, and kind of Machiavellian power player. It's got a lot of depth to it, so I'm looking forward to exploring that journey.
Do you ever walk around New York City and think there are real comic book heroes behind these walls?
You know, sometimes, I mean, you know, obviously Gotham, the fictional city, is based on New York City, which has always, for hundreds of years, been referred to as Gotham. There's a kind of noirish feel to New York City, certain parts of it, a certain gothic feel to it, dark alleys, steam rising. You know, New York's been cleaned up a lot in the last 40 years, but we're putting it in a fictional place, which is kind of like New York in the 1970s, you know, when things are really not working properly.
Well,
the city officials are corrupt. Everything's kind of falling apart. And that's a really fascinating, you know, setting for a story like this.